And they were very kind to you.
Yes. Yeah. They were absolutely. I couldn't say enough goodness about them. You know, and as I say, when I think back now, somebody knocking on my door here and saying, "Well, you've got a spare bedroom, so you've got to take these kids." And you can't say no.
No.
And a lot of people had retired and they, you know, got all their things about them and probably where they bought their glasses from Woolworths, they got better things because their kids had gone. And then suddenly you've got these kids flying around the room or whatever children do, you know.
Yeah.
And it would have been very tiring for a lot of people because a lot of the people weren't young people that taken them in because the young people were working in the factories.
Right.
So it was the older people that got these children. And probably that is why they didn't know how to deal with them. I think that's what made the difference. But when I say, now I can see the other side of the coin.
Mm.
It must have been difficult for them to accept
it. Difficult for both sides.
But they did get money for looking after you, obviously, which... A lot of people looked after them, so they deserved every penny.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people kept the money and didn't feed the kids. And there was, if you went through it, there's hundreds and hundreds of kids being beaten by sticks and all sorts. Even my husband, he went to Wiltshire, and he was 7. His brother was 10 or 11. And they had to work on a farm and collecting apples that dropped off the trees, which don't sound much, but it was a whole orchard. And they were, when they collected them all, they had to sort all the apples out, the good and the bad and all that, at 7 years old, you know. So they didn't get beaten or anything, but one of my cousins, I think he went to Wiltshire as well, and the man used to hit him with a stick. So there was all lots and lots of stories.
Bad.
Yeah.